Welcome, everybody. Share number 1149, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokaim. I just want to go through a little bit in reference to outside, now warmer weather, in conjunction with outside, and the share in writing, just to mention it, is 301. We were trying to go parallel to that, 301. Okay, so in reference to outside, sometimes people go to a park, right, to warmer weather, park, zoo, whatever, people are outside a lot. I'm not talking right now about a backyard, we'll get to that, backyard could be a little bit different, but a regular outside, a park, picnic area, zoo, all these different type of things. When I say zoo, I don't mean the zoo itself, sometimes I have a sitting area where people eat. So the question is, how do we work it? So in reference to the moving from place to place, right? I start eating at one bench, and now I didn't wash, and I'm not eating mizonos. We're dealing, of course, with shehakol, ho'adama, and ho'etz. That's where shinei makom applies, right? We know that. We know now, by now, that hamoitzi and mizonos is not no shinei makom in general, but shinei makom does apply to shehakol, ho'adama, ho'etz, unless one did not eat a kazayas worth of the mizonos or hamoitzi, but we spoke about that. I don't want to mix things up. Okay, fine. So eating a bag of potato chips, they're eating an apple, they're drinking a cup of soda, something along those lines. Fine. So now they're sitting at one table and they want to move to another table, picnic area, picnic table, whatever the case is, or on a bench, right? So if the area which one is eating or drinking is enclosed, right? That small area where they're sitting over there is enclosed with a wall or with a fence on all four sides, which we'll talk about, but it's enclosed, right? So even though it might be a little bit of a larger area, right? It's not, as they say, 2x4 type of a thing, but it's a little bit of a larger area. There's quite a few benches and chairs and tables where people could sit. It's a little bit of a larger area. So then the entire, but since it's closed off, there's a fence around it, right? All around it. All around that area, so it's considered like sort of like one room whereby one will be able to move around. Therefore, moving from area to area within the enclosure is like moving from corner to corner, within a large room, within a large like a hall. Somebody's in a wedding hall. We spoke about right inside that one big room, even though it's a room. But since it's a room, even though it might be a wedding hall or whatever, very large room, right? It will still be allowed. I want to go sit on the other end of the room, that's fine, that's no problem, even though it's a big room, and even though you cannot see the original location, something's blocking and it will still be okay. We spoke about that. It was brought down to Mishnah Berurah. Now, so the same thing applies outside when it's fenced off in that area. So this is true even if one is unable to see the original place from where they began to eat or drink, from the location that they are in now. I can't see it. Either something's blocking me, or it's too far away, or it's the angle, or whatever the case is, it would still be okay. Now, do I have to actually see the walls or fences? No. So the answer is no, you don't have to actually see the fence. You don't have to be, you know, looking at the fence or seeing, being, you don't have to be able to see the fence, that's all around that area when you're eating, as long as you know that that area is fenced off. So the fact it's not necessary to actually see the walls or the fences in that area to be considered like one room. That would not be a problem if one cannot see it. Therefore, for example, if one started, like we said, they started to eat a bag of potato chips, they were drinking a bottle of water or something like that, right? A cup of soda or coffee, whatever it is, at one table in the park or in the zoo or something like that in the eating area. Now, for some reason, they would like to move to a different table, right? Even though they are unable to see the first table. So as long as the entire place is enclosed, like we said, with either a fence or a wall, it would be okay and one would not have to remake the bracha in the second location. That's basically the halachas. So that's basically the halachas in conjunction with an enclosed area. When it comes to an open area, it's a little bit different. We'll talk about that as we go down the road. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.